We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the Friday edition, Memorial Day weekend edition of the Stay Cash and Show. I'm joined by my producer, Evan Hand. What up, E?
How you doing?
Been better, bro. Been better. We'll get into that in a minute. Bill Rupp, how you doing?
Good. Got my Snapple.
That's good. I am having issues. I think I'm about to get deleted from Twitter. I've been deleted a million times, so I know what this looks like. And I'm getting all the same signs now that I've been getting. My account flashed to zero followers, zero following. It's been sitting on tweets currently cannot load for 3 days. Won't let me post pictures, won't let me post GIFs. We got a problem here, Houston. So we will see if I end up surviving this debacle. But anyway, anywho, gambling yesterday was good, Bill. Good night last night.
I mean, I've been had a bunch of nights in a row good.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm on fire.
I know about me. I've won 9 of my last 11 days.
I mean, I've hit 3 max bets in a row, 3 days in a row. Completely destroyed the baseball live betting the past few days. Like, just completely killing it. And then these first quarter bets are a joke. Cashed them all the time. But the baseball live betting is insane. Dodgers in Boston. I think that Dodger game, we hit it like 8 times yesterday. We just kept hitting it. And then you're like, well, why don't you tell me? And then I tell you, and then they don't score for an inning. What the fuck?
And then I can't even fucking begin to describe how much of a hypocritical lying fuck this kid is, Evan.
Everything went exactly as I just said.
Evan, nothing he's ever
said. And then he gave me a shitty hockey bet, Ev.
I did not. It was a bet.
I left that one out.
From me.
I left that one out. He gave me a bad
hockey. It wasn't even from me. So
it was from you.
No, it wasn't from me. So
you're like, Bill.
So Evan, what he does, okay, he's a little, like, you know who Bill is? Bill's the subscriber that you dread, except he works here, okay? So he's like the last person you'd want in your chat room, freaking out in the top of the first inning, blaming everyone else for everything he pushes the button on, tells, then when it wins, he takes credit for it instead of giving you credit for it, starts yelling, Rupp 45 on a bet that I put out. Then he fucking goes in there and tells all the subscribers, you guys got to stop acting like children. Then he acts like a child.
Hold on.
He's erratic. He's all over the place.
Please stop it. Yesterday, first of all, you were crying. You're like, Bill, I put this in. Second, you said, Bill, why'd you put Rupp 45 in the chat? That was my bet. I said, Tommy, look at it. It wasn't me.
I know. What's
other people in the chat times are putting Rupp 45.
Yeah. So, well, because you've conditioned them that any bet that wins, they yell Rupp 45.
Hey, I'm a man
of the
people.
You're like a fucking marketing. MK Ultra serial killer in
I'm
there.
I'm a man of the people, Ev.
Bill could not put a bet in today, Evan. I could go 10-0 and Bill get fucking 9 Rupp 45s in the chat with oranges bouncing around.
That's good marketing. They're like Pavlov's
right,
dogs.
I prefer to call it brainwashing. But the so yesterday, we're like, oh, the hockey game, 10.5, like this. Let's hit it over live, right? So me and him are on the phone for 3 hours, Evan. All of a sudden, I see that they're pounding this Dodger game. I didn't care about the Dodger game because I had fucking 100 units on Steph Curry over 11.5. Steph Curry over 1.5 first quarter assists. Steph Curry over 1.5 first quarter rebounds. Bill's play that I took. See that, Bill? That's how it works. So I had my whole account on that, right? Just literally just dumping. And I'm like, I'm not touching anything else. I'm just going to ride it. Those hit, right? So then it's done. And it's like, okay, well, what do I want to do? Now I want to gamble, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to hit this 10.5, which was a play from our chat room. And Bill's on the phone with me. He's like, oh, shit, the hockey game is 4-4? I just got finished watching Chicago PD. What's the score? I'm like, 4-4.
No, I was watching Bull.
Oh, whatever, Bull. And I'm like, I'm hitting 10.5. The chat's on 10.5. We're going 10.5. I like it. It's good because 5-5, we automatically win. Great. All right, cool. And then I'm like, the chat's also asking about over 8.5 in the Dodger game. You know, like, what do you think? He's like, well, I already hit it twice. And I'm like, all right, so fuck it. So I laid off it. And then fucking 10 minutes later, the Dodgers scored their 9th run, and he's screaming on the phone with me and happy. I go, you just, what the fuck? He goes, I told you to hit it. I go, no, you didn't. He goes, well, I did in the chat. I'm like, why would I check the chat when I'm on the phone with you? Who writes in the chat I'm hitting this right now when I'm trying to fucking man my Twitter and figure out why I can't send a tweet, Evan. And he's on the phone with me and doesn't tell me.
I'm a man of the people.
Is that a normal person's brain?
Got to get the people in first.
Yeah, then tell me.
All right, I did tell you.
You
got 10 and a half.
11 and a half. I missed the nine numbers before it. And we ended up hitting the 11 and a half, but I had to fucking panic. So he screams at me because the hockey bet loses. So then I was screaming at him when the baseball bet was losing. fucking idiot. He's such an idiot. Such an idiot. Fucking idiot. What a jerk off. Anyway, so yeah, yesterday was good, Bill. We've been killing it.
Yeah, definitely good.
Yeah. So I'm just sad that we don't have Curry versus the we had Faction Duel show up yesterday, huh? Faction Duel showed up on that fucking rebounds and assists again. Bumped it up to 12.5. It fell to 11.5 for like 3 minutes. I sent the ad to everyone. We all slammed the bet. And then it moved back up to 12.5, and he finishes at 12.
I told everybody, and I might even have said it on the show yesterday, 12.5, no, it was a no-go. Once they move it up, and then I start seeing all these other shows on television.
Well, now all of a sudden, every show on TV is on my bet.
Every show is on Curry 12.5 yesterday. I seen it on four different shows that are on.
I was on it game one coming in, and we quadruple max bet it every day. Everyone knows that because we gave it out here too, okay? Then all of a sudden in game five, fucking Daily Wager, fucking this show, that show, they're all on Steph Curry rebounds and assists.
Yeah.
FanDuel jumps it up to 12.5, and then it ends at 12. And they removed a rebound again from him for the third game in a row.
That was insane.
Three games in a row, they removed a rebound from him.
1-4 in the first quarter, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and then halftime. And then when I'm going nuts in the chat, I'm like, that's 11. And then I just see the little 4 switch to a 3.
Yeah. Like, third game in a row.
Bro, insane. And
20 minutes later, not even like a minute later where they caught it. Like,
well, we were getting that bet at 10.5 when you first found it.
I was saying at 10.5 minus 120. It wasn't even like juiced.
A couple days after that, it moved. I got 11.5 because I waited on that one day, and it's been 11.5. And then as soon as I seen everybody on this at 12.5 yesterday.
I would refer to phrase that, as soon as I saw everyone copying you on this, you moved it.
Yeah, it was over.
Because we figured out why we don't get as many likes as we do views or anything close to it, Evan, because probably half this fucking chat is just competitors stealing our shit. How about that for a conspiracy theory?
Well, listen, I mean, a lot of the shows, Evan, are at like 5 and 6 o'clock.
Yeah. We're like one of the only gambling shows at 2 p.m.
When all the information comes out, so they compile everything and everything they see throughout the day and use it.
Listen here, you motherfuckers. Don't steal our goddamn shit.
And if you do, that's fine. Just don't put it on fucking TV, because then they're going to move all the lines up, you fucking assholes.
So you were talking about Steph Curry being over. I don't know. So I'm going to give you a little tidbit right here.
The first quarter stuff isn't over.
Yeah, you and everybody else we could take advantage of. And now everyone else will know. But anyway, Horford is one of their guys in the center, correct? Mm-hmm. Right? And if Robert Williams isn't healthy and they're going with Horford in there, Horford plays on the outside, which is going to drag Looney out, which is going to drag Draymond out, correct?
Right.
Steph Curry's going to be there for all the rebounds again.
So it's going to depend. It's only going to take – I'm going to hit it live probably the first game, but before – once we make sure that it's Boston that's going to be there, which it will be, I'm going to go back and watch the last game or two that they played. I think that was the game Steph got hurt.
Hold on.
I'm going to tell you why. The reason why was because Steph was supposed to guard Luka. It had nothing to do with a big stepping out. It's that Steph guards the point, and the point was Luka, who's too tall. So they had to put him on someone else. So it's going to matter if they have the balls. I can't imagine them putting – they're going to probably put him on Smart. You,
it's going to be the same situation that I've been hitting Jimmy Butler rebounds in the first quarter. It's going to be the same situation. Instead of Jimmy Butler, you replace it with Steph.
Yeah. So
Jimmy Butler was getting, Steph is going to be getting.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler isn't really technically a point guard like Steph is. But – it's going to depend on whether they have Steph Curry on Smart, where he's going to be at the top of the key playing defense, or if they're going to put him on the corner shooter. It's going to be interesting to see. It'll take minutes to see it, but I just got to go check. I got to go get the tape of the last Warriors Boston game and just watch it. But we killed that all series, 5 for 5 on quadruple and triple max bets. on those bets. And the first quarter, I'm still going to take Bill because Steph Curry is a distributor and he's active in the first quarter. What I will tell you is this. I see a lot of people, I've seen it on Twitter and I've seen it in our own chat room. At halftime, Steph will be at like 10 point rebounds and assists. And then they'll be like, should I hit the live over 15 and a half? No, because he does nothing in the third quarter. He gets no rebounds or assists the whole third quarter of every game. He got one last night. He had 0-1 game because that's the quarter he comes out and plays aggressively offensively. So that's when he comes out and shoots. So no, don't hit those live at halftime like a lot of you have been asking. What do we got for headlines here?
Well, first we're getting a lot of traction on Twitter. And obviously here some guy he wrote in the chat. We never said that the Mavs were going to win the series. We said they were going to win game four. Because they want the revenue for game four. They're not just going to get a sweep, and that happened.
Why? Who said I said the Mavs are going to win a series?
What's that?
Who said I said the Mavs are going to win the series?
I've seen it on Twitter and in the chat right now.
What, am I fucking retarded? I literally have a bet, Warriors-Celtics exact final. No, I said that they're going to win game four.
And that happened.
Because Golden State wants to bring it back home, close it out at home, get all the extra revenue in the stadium, and the NBA wants the series extended a little bit so one team doesn't have 6 days off and the other has one or two. Never in the fucking world said fucking the Mavericks were going to win the series.
And me, if you're in a chat, I've said that the Warriors were good from day one and they were going to possibly be in the finals. Yeah. I got a little nervous when Steph was injured and everything else, and then Draymond was possibly not going to be there for the rest of the year because of an injury, that spinal injury he had. But I mean, that was my pick for the West. And you remember it took you a while to get on them.
That's my favorite thing, though. But yeah, that's my favorite. So my Twitter's back now. Okay, someone said I saw a tweet from you an hour ago. Guys, please just listen when fucking people talk. listen when we talk. We didn't say the Mavs were gonna win the series. We said they were gonna win Game Four to bring it to Game Five. I didn't say my Twitter's deleted. I said I can send something and then it shuts off for like 10 hours and then I can send something again and I can never send pictures or gifts. It's sporadically letting me on and then taking me off for 4 hours. It's very frustrating. So you will see tweets from me and then you won't see me tweet for 3 hours. It's because I'm fucking stuck in this spinning tweets reloading thing that usually means they're about to delete it. So it looks like I am back now. For now. We'll see. I'm going to delete some shit. Let me delete this one tweet real quick. Bill, talk for a second.
There's not many people who are on the Celtics like I was. I've picked the Celtics months ago. We have a bunch of futures on them to win the title. So I've been on them for a long time when they were in the midst of that big run they made and everything. I liked them before. And even in the beginning of the season, they were pretty shitty. Weren't getting along. Tatum and Brown were having issues, Smart and everybody. So I liked them a lot in the beginning of the season and said they were going to, and we have futures to prove it. So I think the Celtics, after they win tonight, take care of business. It's going to be a great, great series against the Warriors. I would love to see nothing. I would like to see it go seven games. I mean, seven games. We get seven games of betting. You know, props and everything. And then the game, and it's over, and we just got baseball.
Yeah, I actually always want the series to go seven games. Yeah. Just keep giving us stuff to bet on. So that's why I was frustrated. I wish fucking Dallas would have done anything yesterday to fucking try and goddamn extend this series. There we go. I just deleted fucking 30 tweets just in case. I wish Dallas would have done anything to just extend this. I would have killed for one or two more Curry games. Dude, Bill, those first quarter props. The point that they took them down all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, everything we hit the whole series ended up getting fucked or removed by the last day. We were hitting first quarter Steph Curry rebounds and assists. They literally, Bill, pulled it from DraftKings and MGM.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't available. FanDuel bumped
up. Couldn't parlay them or nothing.
Couldn't do anything with it. We couldn't even find them. They weren't even there. So sorry for that, guys. That's why you got to be a subscriber and get in here early, because once we start smashing shit, it disappears from the books. This isn't the first time this has happened. So what else we got in the headlines here?
Yeah, so I saw something today, a very interesting stat, that the most watched NBA game this season was 5,750,000. That was the Lakers versus the Nets on Christmas Day. But the least watched NFL game this year, which was the Raiders and the Browns week 15, was 5,860,000. So that just goes to show NFL's got to be king and the NBA product is shit.
And the NFL product is shit. That's the funny thing. The NFL is a terrible product, and it's still beating the shit out of the NBA. The NBA is the worst product in all sports. I've been saying this on this show for a year, on Sirius XM in 2014, and everything I've done in between. The NBA is the single worst product in all of sports, and it's not fucking close. And finally, I think these playoffs, people are coming around to realize it, because every game sucks. Bill, we're heading into the finals. How many amazing games do you remember watching over the last month?
Maybe a hand, two maybe.
And if you take the Celtics-Nets series out, where most of those games came down to the wire, there's like two or three games with Memphis involved. Right?
Yep.
Like, the whole fucking playoffs sucked. Even the games that are close aren't fun.
Yeah, everyone was saying it. I got a bunch of friends who love the NBA. You know, this is an awful product. You got finals, you know, Western Conference, Eastern Conference finals, teams winning by 40, winning by 30. We have people in the chat, our chat, who are hitting biggest lead in the NBA games, over 16.5 points. Last night they bumped it to 17.5. Vegas Trav, and he's won the bet friggin' game.
I think every game he's hit it.
Every game. Every friggin' game.
I keep not jumping on it because I'm afraid to jump on it because I'm like, now it's going to fucking.
I did it 2 days ago. I didn't do it last night because they moved it to 17.5, but it still hit. Every game, there's a 16 or 17 point lead.
Every game.
Gross.
Every game. It's
Luka was dead tired. You could tell.
Luka didn't even show up in the first half.
Defense. This was his defense. Yeah. Arm defense, letting guys go by him. He's completely out of shape. Yeah. I mean, completely out of shape. He's young. I understand that. But come on, bro. You have to get in shape. He's always going to have, he doesn't have a big doughy body. Like,
he's a little doughy.
You know, like Joe Kitts.
He's a little doughy.
But he does have that baby fat little bit of doughness in him, which he shouldn't. He's 24, 23 years old.
Yeah.
He should have fucking definition in his arms. He should be, you know, not have that little roll. Bro, he was dead tired last night.
I mean, listen, he's smoking hookahs and drinking beers before the games. I know everyone thinks it's funny, and I have no problem with it. Do whatever the fuck you want. Go do a fucking eight ball before the game if you want. I don't give a shit. But then don't brag about doing that and then be gassed out in game five. Because keep in mind, this is only game five. I know he's been carrying the team for a long time, but probably shouldn't be, you know, bragging and laughing about fucking drinking beers before the game and fucking smoking hookah the night before a game if you come out looking like that. That's the thing. You can do whatever the fuck you want as long as the results show up where they need to be. So
I mean, Stephen A. Smith said it today, you know, like he was talking about LeBron, like, you know, LeBron, for being his age, always in shape. You know, he is a freak. He's a genetic freak. He's, you know, but he's been in shape from the moment he came in to like right now.
Well, that's why I said, remember you guys asked me, who would I rather have, Ja Morant or Luka Doncic? And I said Ja, because Luka physically looks like he's going to have problems in 3 years.
So,
whereas Ja, as a floor, he has to gain 20 pounds of muscle and he's going to be fine.
I was listening to a radio show yesterday. They were talking about the best NBA players under 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
in the top five, and no one mentioned Ja. And everybody said as their reason is because his body is going to break down over time.
No, because they're retarded, because they obviously never watched Giannis. They never watched Jordan. They never saw Kobe. They never saw any of these people. When they came into the league, they were stick figures. Then they bulk up.
I'm just telling you what Tiki and Tierney and all them were talking about.
Bill, Tiki and Tierney are retarded, okay?
Oh, yes. I'm a man of the people. Yes. I love you, Tiki and Tierney.
That's great. They're for people like you, like things that don't have data behind it and just fucking words.
Listen, they want me to come on and do a guest spot, and then I'm going to tell them that you said they're retarded.
You can tell them I said they're retarded because my radio show, when I did it before them, was fucking bigger than theirs.
Didn't you learn not to use that word?
No, shut up.
Didn't Kurt just tell you not
to use that? Kurt's wrong. That's not what it is. I just checked my Twitter and I had said retarded 400 times. I had to delete 400 tweets on Kurt's conspiracy theory. Didn't you notice our site fucking shut down for the first time in 8 months? yesterday for 2 hours as my Twitter got locked down. That was a little weird. Thought that was odd. Anyway, Ja Morant not being one of the best players under 25 is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, because he's the best player under 25. But we will talk about that on another day. What else we got here, Evan?
I got two more. First one is that LeSean McCoy claims that he knows why Eric Bieniemy is not being hired as a head coach, because obviously every season we've seen everybody say Eric Bieniemy needs a head coaching job, this and that, and then he never gets hired. He pretty much declines to speak on it, but basically what he's saying is that he's a piece of shit and he treats his players like an asshole. And it's not to do with race. He said that. He said it's not to do with race.
I love it. I love it. I love how no one can factor that in, right? Like, no, like, dude, Todd Haley is one of the biggest pieces. I have stories that I won't say who they're from or how, but they're from inside sources, like inside the locker room, people who like talk to players. And they're back when I was on Sirius. I almost said someone I was close with, who Todd Haley used to say the N-word, used to fucking just beat the shit out of everyone with whistles. And like, he was a cunt. Like, they were worried about Todd Haley getting lawsuits placed on him. That's how bad it was from the stuff that he would say and do to his players. And that's why he's coaching in the USFL right now. If Todd Haley were black, everyone would be like, what the fuck? You know, he's isolated in the USFL. He was one of the most brilliant minds in football. There's more to the story a lot of times than just this guy didn't get a job. You know, I'm not saying racism isn't a part of it. Of course it is at times, but you can't just fucking pull race card on everything. I'm glad McCoy came out and said that, because maybe that'll circulate a little bit, because with Bieniemy, it's just been you're 1 year away from Bieniemy coming the next Kaepernick, where it's like everyone's just putting him on this pedestal without knowing what's really going on. You just scream black guy, scream race. Can't do that. So good for McCoy. Speaking of Kaepernick, what about Kaepernick, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, he worked out with the Raiders. The Raiders have a bunch of backups right now, but I guess they're not that great. And I don't know. Listen, if they sign Kaepernick, he's going to make what? Backups make like the minimum, right? Is he going to take the minimum? Well, I know he has all that lawsuit money, right?
Dude, Kaepernick got a shit ton of money from Nike, the cabal, and his lawsuit. Yeah, he's fine.
So if he signs, he'll sign for.
I just like saying cabal as Evan's nodding to make it look like he's nodding.
I was nodding before, and you go cabal. And
yeah, that's why I threw it in right when I saw you nodding.
If he gets on that team, right, as the backup, and
it'd be the worst thing ever happened to Raiders.
Signs for minimum, he's one play away, right, from being the starter. As every backup knows, you're one play away, an injury like that, and you're the starter. Mm-hmm. And that team has got a hell of a team to be the starter of, you know, all the moves they made and everything.
Especially Davante Adams coming over now.
Exactly. So, listen, I mean, and then their coach, the new coach, like, isn't he known for, like, making waves, like, doing things out of the ordinary?
Well, the Raiders have to do this after the Gruden shit, after the scandal they had before, after Henry Ruggs murdering someone with his car. Like, I mean, and just being the Raiders, moving to Vegas, you know, from – the Raiders needed a publicity stunt, and this is it. This is going to get everyone back on their side. Yay, the Raiders. Meanwhile, they have literally the most racist owner in the history of fucking, you know, owners. But we'll just ignore that because he brought Kaepernick in, and now everything's fine. So, yeah, the funny thing is going to be if Kaepernick is as bad as we know he is, or I know he is. Bill probably thinks he's good because he saw him in a tank top yesterday. He looked like he had muscles. But – the funny thing about Kaepernick is, what if they really don't want him and now they let him go? Now they're fucked. So now they're almost in a position where if they're doing this for publicity, to look like good people, they almost have to sign him, right? If they don't sign him, now they're going to get even more shit.
I don't know.
I mean, that's the last thing you want on your football team is Colin Kaepernick as a backup quarterback. That is the last thing you want for Derek Carr. I mean, every day in the media, everyone's going to want Kaepernick in.
Yeah, after one.
And Carr has done nothing wrong. He's actually been fine. You know, looks like he's improving year after year. One the last game. Thing you want for Carr is to have Kaepernick sitting behind him.
He just signed that contract, too.
I know. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? That's the Kaepernick move is something you do in the Giants. You know, you do that in a team where your quarterback sucks, or Pittsburgh, you know, so somewhere where you got nothing really there. The team sucks. You leave him as a backup for a few weeks. If you bring in Colin Kaepernick, you have to start him by week 8. You cannot leave him on the bench all year, or else you're going to get more shit than the teams that didn't sign him. right? It's like a fucking a chick you've been wanting to fuck forever. As long as you fucking hang out with her at the bar, you're fine. But once she comes into your bedroom and doesn't fuck you, then you're pissed off, right? It's like, then what are you doing in here? That's Kaepernick. Once he gets in the bedroom, once he's in your team, every one of his fans is like, here he comes. Here comes Kaepernick this year. He's going to get his shot. You leave him on the bench to rot? Good luck. The first time Carr throws two interceptions in a game, everyone on fucking TV is going to be screaming for Kaepernick. The guy's not going to be able to have a bad quarter in Vegas if Kaepernick's behind him. Right, Bill?
You're 100% right.
That's fucking horrible move. But that's all the Raiders do is make terrible moves. Anything else here before we switch gears?
Yeah, just the last thing is that the Calgary Flames got fucked.
Oh, my God. That was the worst. Wow. Well, we got fucked, too. Because that was the fucking bet that fucking we lost because of that fucking overturn.
I personally don't think if it's a purposeful kicking motion, then it shouldn't count. But like the dude was just making a play and it happened to go in off a skate. I don't feel like that should be overruled.
Bill, we were talking about it. The blue man.
Yeah.
You get one guy. You're watching one guy decide a series. One guy with a backwards hat sitting looking at five TVs is going to decide the whole entire series. And there's been multiple calls on reviews against the Calgary Flames the whole series. I mean, that was the most egregious call. Not only was it called a goal on the ice, right? So if it was called non-goal on the ice, then maybe I could get behind it a little bit because it's got to be conclusive. And there was nothing conclusive about that except the fact that the puck was going in, one. So the puck was going in regardless of whether he kicked it or not, correct? Yes. I think Evan's going to show the highlight.
Yeah, it's up right now.
The puck was going to go in regardless of whether he kicked it or not. It was rolling into the net. He got his fucking legs taken out from under him by a dude who crashed into him, and then his fucking skate hit the puck. So for those of you that don't know about hockey, if you intentionally kick the puck into the net, it's not a goal. But if a puck hits your skate and directs into the net, it's a goal, as long as you didn't make a kicking motion. So if you look, he stopped. He made that side stop motion to stop and not hit the pole, and his fucking foot hit the puck, and they called it no goal. And that was at 4-4 in the fourth period with 5 minutes left. And then Calgary ends up losing. I mean, one of the worst things I've ever seen an official. There was no need to get involved. The announcers were saying it's a good goal. Every hockey fan in America was saying it's a good goal. The goal was going in anyway. It's not like he made something happen that wasn't going to happen. The puck was rolling in. He just happened to touch it. So you as an official looking, going, all right, shit was going in anyway. It's obviously not clear. I can't overturn that conclusively. If it was conclusive, we wouldn't be arguing about it today.
You're 100% right. Listen, that goal, it looked like it was rolling in anyway. He did kick it, but he looks like he got pushed. It should have been a goal. I don't know how you take that away in a do-or-die game with the team's, hopes on
the line. Stanley Cup on the line.
Awful.
This isn't a fucking week three game. You have the Stanley Cup on the line. A ref's job, the best refs, I think everyone will agree with, is to stay the fuck out of the way until you have to be involved, right? Like if you have a game with no penalties in football and there's no complaints, like guys aren't getting pulled, you're happy. If you don't have people going to the free throw line every time they touch the ball, you're happy. So that ref who was sitting in the booth had an opportunity to take his hands off the game, just say it wasn't conclusive, and let the game go on because it was going to be a goal anyway. Instead, he decided to take the game over, which I have a major problem with, and probably had a fucking stack of money sitting behind him. Who knows?
Faction duel
at it again. Let's see. All right. So you want to get some betting here? Let's do it. Bill, baseball today. Baseball's been pretty crazy. We had a lot of fucking like 16, 20-run games that we've been able to take advantage of. Red Sox, Dodgers, Reds. Position players coming into pitch, all kinds of shit going on in baseball. So that's good to see, at least the top's coming off this shit. We're starting to see some offense.
I mean, more position players like this year than we've seen in a long time, right?
Yeah, it seems like every day there's a position player pitcher.
I mean, in the Reds, for being how shitty they are, how many times this year have they scored 20 runs or 15, 18? What is it? I mean, it's crazy, right?
Considering they're a garbage team, yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like every like once in a while they just get hot and they have one guy, Farmer yesterday, who just scorched earth.
Yeah. And then they just
they just fucking they go nuts. I mean, we're looking at
and the Red Sox, bro. The Red Sox, their offense is fucking on fire.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you haven't looked lately, look at their top three or four hitters. They're all batting great, and then you add your boy Story in, who's been killing it lately. Brought his average up like 60, 70 points. He's hit like 8 home runs, you know, in the past week or so. Uh-huh. I mean, it's crazy, right?
It's listen, I knew he was going to get hot. I didn't expect this. Like, he's too good of a player to go in that long of an extended slump. So, obviously, you knew he was going to turn around. Just like I'll still say right here, Max Muncy's going to turn it around at some point.
The difference is too good not to, but it's just bad. He's in a bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Listen, people get in a bad way. Stanton's been in a bad way for a month, month and a half. You know, he's at times in his career, not this year, but it happens, guys. Sometimes people have bad years, you know, and never get out of it. But usually the weather change does help people. Just changes, feels like a reset once June hits. So I still think Muncy's going to come out of it at some point. I think if you're in a season league, you go trade for him right now. That would be forget betting or forget DFS because we don't know what day he's going to turn it around on. But I would say from a seasonal fantasy perspective, you want to go get Max Muncy for pennies on the dollar immediately. Because right now, think about it. A week and a half ago, Bill, we were talking about Max Muncy and Trevor Story being the two most disappointing people in baseball, right? And now today we're talking about Trevor Story being the best hitter in baseball for the last week and a half. So that's how quick that switch can flip. So I would go grab Max Muncy right now in your seasonal leagues. What do you like today, Billy Rupp? Your Mets, I am going to predict this is bad for the Mets right now. All right. So I said that they're going to start falling apart on that series. They ended up pulling out like 3-1 run victories and finishing 6-4. I said they'd go 5-5 or worse. You said they'd, you know, be over 500. So nod to you on that one. They had a good series. But last two losses against the Giants have not looked good. Came back, blew the lead. They were down 8-2 in the one game. They lost 9-3 in the last game. A little tough stretch coming up here for the Mets, too. Philly should be okay, and then they're going to run into some more tough games. So is this the beginning of the Mets' regression to the mean, Bill?
I don't think so. I think their hitting has just been is too good right now. And, you know, once if they start to slip a lot, they're going to make some type of move. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like the Yankees.
Yeah.
Beautiful move we made yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we get Matt Carpenter.
I mean, how can he do better than a fucking 48-year-old? Fuck,
I mean, Rackets and I were speaking yesterday. If you're going to get Matt Carpenter, why the fuck did they not bring back Cano?
Right.
Who's actually playing pretty well down in San Diego, right? Not complete garbage.
Well, Cano's gone. I think they sent him down.
Did they?
I think
he wasn't playing garbage as of last week.
Yeah. So I mean, listen, the bottom, it's not
I would have signed Cano. I would have signed Cano.
I sign anybody. I mean, I don't hate Carpenter just because listen, he sucks, but at least he's a hustling lefty who could play multiple positions. Like, I'm fine with that. I everyone's going nuts about Carpenter. Listen, he's fucking washed. But at least he's a lefty. We just need lefties. Just bring me 10 lefties. I don't care who they are. Just bring me lefties in this fucking lineup. I don't care if they're slap hitters or not. But Max Muncy placed on the IL, I'm seeing here. Dodgers Max Muncy elbow could be headed for injured list. Sure. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, these teams literally just stop trying to hide it. Every time a player gets in a big slump, they just throw him in the IL, which is basically the right thing to do because it's, hey, go take a week or two off. Right? Yankees just did it with their whole pitching staff, their whole bullpen. Chapman sucks, he goes on the IL. Stanton sucks, goes on the IL. This guy sucks, throw him on the IL. So maybe this will be good for Muncy. I don't think this is a bad thing for Muncy. I would be excited to see what he does coming off the IL. But Ev, what do we got? We got a raffle going on here soon. All right, cool. Bill, what are we betting on today? So I like the Giants. Obviously, Rodon, who's become one of the Cy Young favorites. We actually have his Cy Young prop from before the season. I did Webb and Rodon. So we do have a prop on Rodon to win the Cy Young. I like him today at -225, Bill. I think what I'm doing today, I'm just going to keep this simple as fuck. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's Mercury retrograde. I came in cold, so I figured it would flip during retrograde and just some other astrological things. The thing I've been doing that's working, I'm just fucking loading into my one main thing, basically. And my one main thing tonight is Giants money line, Celtics money line. I'm just keeping it simple. I love Rodon in this spot. San Fran's been hot, 21 runs in their last two games. Great comeback win. Came out, thumped the Mets again yesterday. They're due to regress. They were 3-7 in their last 10 heading into that Mets series. So I think this San Fran team is locked in right now. They're playing the fucking Reds. The Reds are fucking trash. I'm taking Rodon and the Celtics money line for all the marbles. Every marble, Evan. I want every marble.
Every single right marble. There.
Every marble. Maybe half the marbles. Maybe half the marbles. That's too many marbles. Half the marbles. Because you can't ever go all in on a baseball game. So I'll go half the marbles.
What's the line on that?
It's San Fran Celtics minus 121.
Not 1,000.
That's a lot of marbles. All right, Bill, what are you liking?
I'm riding the Red Sox. I'm gonna pay the juice. Minus 180. I'm gonna play the Red Sox. I love them, and I love their team total 4.5, minus 160. I'm all over both. I think that they're on fire. Their team is on fire. Their top of their lineup is killing it. Everyone's killing it. They're scoring bunches and bunches of runs. Absolutely on fire. And I think that they get to Bradish tonight. He has let up 5, 4, 2, 4 earned runs. He did play good against the Red Sox in April, but that was April. Red Sox are a completely different team. And I believe they score at least 3 or 4 runs, maybe 4 off of him. And then they get to the bullpen. Love the Red Sox today.
All right. I'm actually with you on this game, Bill Rupp. I'm actually have 2 bets on this game. Much less marbles. Only a couple marbles on this one. But I like Boston, Baltimore over 9.5. I like Boston, Baltimore running the first inning. This is the game to target today, guys. Bill's been talking about the Red Sox, how hot they've been. If you look at the Orioles, the one thing about the Orioles is they can hit, right? Like, their pitching isn't very good. They don't do anything fundamentally defensively, but they got a good little lineup in there. Mountcastle, Hayes, Santander, Mancini, Mullins. I mean, that's a lot of better players than the Yankees have in their fucking lineup. So I like that aspect of it. And Whitlock hasn't been good. Whitlock's actually sitting on a 7 ERA for the month of May, coming off a 0.5 ERA for the month of April. So he's fallen off a cliff. He's given up 12 runs in his last 16 innings, 19 hits, 6 walks. He's all over the place. They cap him at about 80 pitches normally. 5 innings, 3 innings, 5 innings, 3 innings. So I don't see – even if he's good, he's probably not even going to get you through the fifth. But the Orioles are going to get a couple runs off him for sure. But the biggest thing I like about this, Bill, is not actually just what you're talking about, how hot this team is. It's how hot this game is. 75 degrees. So one of the hotter games on the day, and 16-mile-per-hour wind blowing dead out to center. So we saw what this has done in games in the past. I am a weather whore. I'm a big fan of that. So I think this game goes to the moon. I think I'm going to do run every inning. So you want to subscribe. I think this is one of those games where we go 20 units on this game. I just keep hitting it in 2-3 unit increments. Fucking just hit it again. So this is going to be the baseball game of the night. So the Giants – to win is my favorite side of the night. This game to go to the fucking move is my favorite over. And Bill loves the Red Sox in this game, laying the wood. Not going to lay the 1.5 on a home team. So lay the juice on it. Grab your fucking ball. Stop being a pussy and lay the 180. Anything else here, Bill, on the baseball slate? What other games are you looking at? Great weather in Atlanta.
There's a lot you could parlay. If you don't want to lay minus 170 or minus 180, you can lay parlay with the Dodgers team total. Dodgers are going to get a couple runs off of Bumgarner tonight, who I think in his last bunch of outings or a few outings against the Dodgers, he's given up 10 home runs. Yeah. So maybe you look at a Mookie Betts home run prop tonight, something like that. Mookie's been killing it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of home runs in his last few. So I think the Dodgers definitely put up some runs tonight. They won't get shut out by him.
Yeah, I think another safe money line, if you want to use something to parlay with, would probably be the I'm scared of the Dodgers. I know they've beat up Bumgarner in the past, and Bumgarner's got them once or twice. It's just those Dodgers versus lefties. It's just got me, like, fucking stuck. But I think just fucking Padres minus 220. seems pretty safe. Padres against Quintana at home with Manaea on the mound. That seems like a pretty safe play right there. I'll be using that as a parlay piece throughout the day today. And then San Fran, like I told you earlier. So if you're looking for – I mean, you could also alt-line down the Boston over if you need something to put in a parlay. Go take that over 7.5, 8.5, minus 300 and pair it with Red Sox in a same-game parlay, and then, boom, you got even money for the Sox. So a bunch of different ways you could do that. I'm not on too many player props today. The only thing I was thinking about doing was possibly an under on K's in that Boston game. But I got to make a final decision on that once I see lineups and all that shit comes out. I can't make that decision right now.
Yeah, Mookie Betts, maybe home run. Goldschmidt, I know, is on like a 17-game hit streak.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe something with Goldschmidt tonight too.
I think isn't Trey Turner on a hit streak right now?
That I don't know. I know Goldschmidt, 17, I think. So
let's see, because I think Trey Turner –
I used him in my beat the streak a few times.
Let me see. Trey Turner's gotten a hit. Yeah. 17 straight games. So that's another thing, too. You can take the Trey Turner to get a hit, minus probably 300, 200, 50, whatever.
Probably like that with Goldschmidt, maybe.
Yeah. This could just do something like that first bump. So anything else on the baseball front here, Bill, that you're looking at?
Yeah, not as of yet. I want to see the Houston lineup tonight. Seattle lineup. Waiting on that later. I liked Tampa yesterday, but then the Yankees just came out and just started scoring runs, smacking them around. So I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that.
I'm gonna watch
Tampa win today.
I mean, the thing about it is you have to wait for a Yankee lineup because you have no idea what Boone's going to do. Boone could have fucking Hicks batting leadoff with Higashioka batting second and Judge batting 10th. You know, like it's fucking, you'd never have any idea what this guy's going to do. But
I mean, the bottom line is too, you just can't bet against Cortez right now.
No, the Nasty Nestor. That's what I said. Plus 1200 for Cy Young right now. That's my boy. I said beginning of the year, I fucking love Nestor Cortez. So Nasty Nestor does it again. Just phenomenal. But, you know, lefty against the Yankees. I don't hate the Yankees if they put the right lineup out here, but they'll probably have Hicks batting fourth. You know, that's probably what Boone's going to do. So you got to be careful with that. What about the NBA tonight here? We got the Celtics Heat. Celtics should finish them off tonight. This line's been moving up. Started at 7, I believe. It's up to 8.5. I can't see this thing closing even below 9 by the time this thing starts. It's just the Heat just look like a dead team. They just look like they don't even want to be here.
Yeah, well, back to the well again. Jimmy Butler, first quarter rebounds, over 1.5. I'm going to bet it. We've hit it every time. Like I said, even if we don't hit one of those, we've hit it every other time. Right. So you're playing with the house money right now. So why not? They juiced it up a little bit today, but I'm all over that again. And then Robert Williams is questionable, but I put it out anyway this morning. I love his blocks over 1.5. It's like 180, 190. Some offshores have it at minus 250. It might move to over. It might move to 2.5. But if you can get 1.5, parlay that to a same game parlay with the Celtics. If you don't want to lay the minus 180 or 185 for just the blocks, take the Robert Williams to blocks, 1.5, parlay it with the Celtics, same game parlay, and it brings it down. And there you go.
Yeah, I like the I'm trying to find it. Where did it go on FanDuel? I had the halftime, full-time line on here. You see it?
Show me. It was like 110 or something in the chat this morning.
Think that was the wire-to-wire, wasn't it?
No, it was minus 110.
Was it?
I was just saying I wasn't really a big fan of it just because in case Boston plays like they did last week or last game and they lose the first half and then they come back and kill it in the third quarter.
No,
so,
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, that's the only reason I didn't love it.
I'm not worried about that. Someone give me that. Give me that exact line. I just want to confirm it, Bill, if I'm going to put it out because I don't see it on FanDuel. I think they pulled it.
Yeah, somebody in the chat had it this morning.
I don't trust the people. Half of them are. Just see if you can find it. I trust somebody from the chat as much as I trust your home run updates. That's gone! Oh, shit, it's caught.
That's how I get it. You've had a whole bunch of those lately.
Yeah, sure.
Like, whoa!
That's when you call me and I'm in the middle of jerking off, Bill. Get them straight.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Fuck out of here.
Fucking Bill. Bill's a projector. The projector. He projects whatever he does on me. That's what you do. See if you can get it. So I'm going to be on Celtics. Celtics first half game, first half and game. You have a line on that yet?
Someone said 171.
185 on MGM.
There's Bill Rupp telling me it's 110.
It might have been this morning.
No, it wasn't. Wire to wire. He's looking at wire to wire. The wire, I looked at it last night. It was like 170, 180.
I'm telling you what we spoke about in chats.
And that's why I just told you to look it up. Minus 170.
Who cares? I wasn't betting it anyway, regardless of what it is.
Celtics. I think I'm going to do an alt line on this game, too. I mean, we keep talking about how every game's decided by 20 fucking points or more, and we're never hitting it. So I kind of like this. Let me just find it here. Celtics minus 19.5 plus 400. Plus 400. Small. And I like Celtics wire to wire. Actually, we already have the first half in game. We don't need wire to wire. So, all right. So I'm just going to do those two. Celtics minus 19.5 plus 400. Anything else on this game, Bill? Any other props you're looking at? I know you've been killing that Jimmy Butler first quarter prop. Anything else in the first quarter?
Nope.
All right. And so we should be good there. Celtics should wrap this up tonight. It's going to be a fun series, Celtics-Warriors, when that happens. I mean, I think I'm going to be on the Celtics. Keep in mind, if Celtics do lose this by some chance, they're actually going
back. Hold on, they had it minus 171. I thought it was minus 112, so it was I was wrong. Not to
check. I know you were wrong.
You didn't know shit.
Yeah, I did. That's why I didn't have him put
either
it up.
Either way, I wasn't betting it. So
that's why I made you look it up.
I made it. I'm reason I ignored it because it was such a stupid bet.
Celtics to win the first half is a stupid bet. Yeah. Okay.
Stupid.
Yeah. What about hockey tonight? What do we got?
Ghostscape one play out tonight. That's going to be the Avalanche team total over 5.5. But you said you can do it up to 6.5.
Wait, no. It's the game. That's the game.
That ain't right.
Let me see. No, definitely not the team total.
Look it.
Yeah, it's definitely
look
wrong.
Look it.
And listen, I mean, I don't doubt what it
says. No, he said Avs over. Oh, he means the game. Avs over 5.5. So the Avs game over 5.5. You read that the way it's written. He wrote it wrong. Yeah.
Come
so
on,
he likes
Ghost.
The over 5.5 juiced.
What's
so
that?
Let's see. What's that line? He likes the juiced 5.5.
On MGM, it's minus 190.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I thought that would be higher. I'm hitting that right now. All right. Over 5.5. I'm going to put this in here. St. Louis. You got it, E?
Yeah.
Up to 6.5. So let me just do that. Minus 190. All right. So I like the over in this game. I'm probably going to do my over 1.5 goals each period in this game. It'll be like plus 200, plus 250. Unfortunately, FanDuel doesn't put it up until the game starts. Makes total sense, right? But the second the game puck drops, then they put it. Why is that not there before the game?
So dumb.
Look, it's not something that's affected by the puck dropping. The second the puck drops, they go, fucking, now you could bet over 1.5 goals per period. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
so, it just makes a nightmare for me as a content provider because then I have to put the ad to everyone, fucking go in the article, go in the thing, and get my bet in and pray there's not a goal in the first 45 seconds. So, yeah, so go get that too. I like that over 1.5 goals each period plus 250 it'll probably be. All right, anything else here, Mr. Rep? No UFC today, so we don't have any UFC. We got to do a giveaway here, so we're going to wrap that up in a second.
I got two other bets.
All right, what do you got?
Tonight, I'm going to go NASCAR.
Oh, we got NASCAR tonight?
Yeah. I didn't
you doing?
I didn't get to put it up yet, Ev. Yep. So
I'll pull it up.
Kyle Busch is racing tonight in the truck series.
Which one? Truck series?
Yep. Kyle Busch is racing in the truck series. He's done awesome at this track.
I got it.
14 races at Charlotte with 8 wins. And he's led the race in every race that he's raced here. He's racing Corey Haim's car. And last week it was the fastest at Kansas. He had the fastest car by anyone. Didn't have a good result, but he's racing a super fast truck tonight. So plus 125 isn't the best line in the world. Ross Chastain's also racing tonight. You can get Ross Chastain maybe in the top 5. Ross Chastain won't win tonight in truck.
I don't think he tries to win.
No, he may come in the top five at plus 100. That's not bad. But yeah, Kyle Busch tonight, I think he doesn't fuck around. He's going to go straight for the win. He's killed this track over, you know, like I said, 8 wins out of 14 races. So I'll take that all day, every day.
Plus money. Yeah. I don't know why there's so many NASCAR drivers driving in this. It's so fucking weird. It's so fucking weird why they're.
I mean, listen, if I'm a truck driver or Xfinity, when these guys race in my fucking race, I'm pissed.
I'm pissed too. Yeah.
You know?
I love the once in a while thing. Like, yeah. I think that's good to bring eyeballs to it, to have Kyle Busch pop down there. Like last year, Kyle Busch would pop down for 3 or 4 races. But if someone's popping down into the truck race, it better be a megastar, not fucking Reddick and people like this, right? Like, it better be a Kyle Busch where you know you're going to fill the stands. You know you're going to get more people watching on TV. You know you're going to get exposure. You know a driver is going to get to put Kyle Busch on his resume if he beats him out, right? Like, I beat Kyle Busch in a race. So that, get it, 4 or 5 times a year. Every fucking race, Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, this fuck Bowman, Boyer, like, well, get the fuck out of there. You guys get your own race on Sunday. If you want to fucking race on Saturday, start a little fucking secondary league. Have NASCAR do a, you know, NASCAR fucking all-star race every fucking Saturday. Get the fuck out of the truck series and Xfinity races.
Yeah, there's a lot of rain in Carolina. It should be good for tonight. So I think they're practicing right now or doing qualifying right now. If they don't get to finish, just even better for the veterans who know this track and who kill this track, like Kyle Busch.
So, I actually have a tennis play here. Rackets, I don't know if Rackets is here. I think you said he's at work. We're going to have Rackets come on. I actually kind of like, let me see if it started or not yet. French Open is going on. So our boy Joey Rackets is in there dropping dimes all day. So if you guys like tennis, come sign up for deepbets.com. $27 for 7 days. Let me just see. That's VIP, includes every sport. It's live right now. So it's in the first game. So we won't put it out on the sheet. But those of you watching, I actually like Sebastian Corda to win a set versus Alcaraz. So I think Alcaraz is a fucking stud. He's a star, but Corda's been on fire. So I actually think that plus 400 is live. I think the line's too high. Alcaraz shouldn't be minus 600. But I like Corda to win a set here. I know Rackets last night, and we were both talking about it. He said he liked Corda to keep this close, too. So that is co-signed. So I do like Corda to win a set versus – let me put it out there. Fuck it. Corda to win a set versus Alcaraz. Corda to win a set minus 130.
All right. And then I got one more.
Yep. Let's go. Let's keep firing.
A lot of bets. Tomorrow.
Oh, there it is.
Champions League final. You can take Liverpool. I love Liverpool. Liverpool plus 105. Or you could take Liverpool minus 160 if you want to keep it safe. You want to lay some juice to lift the cup. 105 is to win in regulation in the 90 minutes. And to lift the cup is if it goes to overtime or shootout or whatever the fuck else. And you don't, you know, if they win it, then you lose, you know, your regular bet. But if you have to lift a cup and Liverpool wins at any time in overtime, penalty kicks, anything, you win. But I think they have more than enough scorers, firepower. I'm going to say right now it's a 3-1 final.
Wow. Oh, Rob, 3-1 final.
That game's at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, too.
So right, I'm putting it in, I'm putting it in a parlay right now.
Right in the smack dab middle of the day.
Beautiful. Love afternoon shit, especially on days with no UFC. So Memorial Day weekend is here. We'll be working all weekend. We don't take any days off, so we'll be working in the Discord. Like I said, 4deepbets.com. Come over, check it out. Let's fuck. Evan Hand, final words.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, we got to do the raffle.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Come on, Evan.
That's my job. That's literally my job. What are we paying
you for? Literally his job.
I mean, literally. One job, Evan. One job.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Travis Cameron. If you're here, get at me on Twitter. Evan
Travis Cameron sounds like either like a baseball player or a NASCAR driver.
I think it sounds like a cool like Melrose Place actor's name.
Like you know, Travis Cameron just won.
Like a movie star.
Travis Cameron just won the Indy 500.
I think movie starring Travis Cameron.
It's a good name.
Trav's getting a lot of fucking publicity here. He's like famous now. All right. That's it. Bill Rupp, any other raffles or anything I didn't cover?
Nope. I'm good. I gave out a lot of bets. Hopefully they all win.
You did, Bill. You did, Bill. You came firing. Came firing with the bets after yesterday. So I'm going to go get my bets in that I need to get in right now. Come on, join us, 4dbets.com. Final words, Bill Rupp. No collect on Monday or anything?
Well, obviously we're going to collect on Monday. I mean, that's just the thing. I think next week, if you want, Tommy, we're going to start to beat the streak.
Yeah.
On here. So if you guys don't have Beat the Streak, download it on MLB.com, and then you can play along with us.
Yeah, we're going to do we're going to start adding some fun shit to the show. Some contests for you guys to play along, more giveaways. We're going to have leaderboards, all kind of shit. So be ready. June, we're going to start kicking it up. We know baseball and hockey disappear, so we will fill that void with extra yummy goodness for you guys. To make sure you keep tuning in, share, spread the word, subscribe, follow at Stay Cash and Show all over the internet, especially because my Twitter is going to be deleted. So you're going to need to use that to find
me. I told you it was never going to be deleted.
Bill, I've been deleted 27 times.
Oh, my God. Evan, please.
I can't with this. I'm getting out of here to drive to your house to punch you in the fucking face.
Well, I'm going out to eat, so I'm not going to be home.
I'm going to chase you down because my car's faster. We already proved that in the fucking
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't fucking run you down the highway going to Buck 20 in the
I hydroplaned like 50 yards.
Don't blame me. I fucking came from 50 yards behind you, busted
my car
your ass.
100 pounds.
Yeah, and a fucking Q8 fucking ran you down.
I fucking zoomed right past you.
Doing a buck 20 in a fucking hurricane on the Discord, Evan. We were live on the Discord last year, fucking in a hurricane. Literally, it was that bad. It was a hurricane. You couldn't see. And Bill starts wanting to be fucking little race car driver with his little Mini Cooper. Oh, I didn't even realize.
And I was drafting him, Ev. I drafted him, and then I went.
We still have the audio. No, I'm sitting there. It's pouring. We can't even see. And I'm on the Discord on my Bluetooth. Bill's on the fucking his little stupid fucking toy car behind me. I didn't even see him. I'm like, yo, do you see me? And then I just see him go and take off. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, I got him. Fuck Tommy G.
You do not strike me as a Mini Cooper guy.
What?
Yeah, I got a Mini convertible.
No, he's a fucking, it's the weirdest thing.
Roadster.
Don't even get me started. He's got an F-150 and a Mini Cooper. Like, if you want to talk about a bipolar retard, like, there you go, right there.
I thought that was your main car.
Yeah, F-250 and a Mini Cooper. I mean, who has those two cars?
Nobody.
Nobody.
And a Rambo.
Maybe Uncle Danny, that's it. So anyway, he fucking goes down. He's flying down the fucking road. I'm like, fuck. And he's like, aha, he thinks I'm stuck. I end up fucking weaving through everyone, hydroplaning, coming down a lane, and I'm just bearing down on him from fucking like hundreds of yards behind it. He didn't see me. And then he tried to fucking turn me into a wall. Did you not, Bill?
I did.
Yeah. It's fucking pouring, dude. Pouring. And then I fucking cooked his ass and embarrassed him on the Discord because I'm a motherfucking champion. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go.